Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Motivational Monday, your weekly top up of business and personal success. And I want to say a big thank you to you for tuning in every week and for your amazing feedback. Thank you so much. And a few Motivational Mondayers have asked if I can put the episodes into a book. And so I'm going to try and work on that. And I know, you know, some people prefer to read things, so bear with me on that and I'll get to work on it. Now this episode is called What If. So in our previous episodes we've talked about how there's never a right time. You've got to start somewhere. You might as well start here, and we're all going to hear that little voice that tries and puts doubts in our minds and makes excuses. But what if, okay? But what if my friends and family don't understand? That's okay, they don't have to. I've turned myself blue in the face explaining my goals and my dreams to some people, only to be met with like a blank stare rather than words of encouragement. Or worse, I look like, okay, Karen's finally lost it. But I've come to realise it doesn't matter. They're not on my journey. I'm on my own journey. You're on your own journey. Not everyone is going to get it. Yes, it would be nice to have those that are closest to us understand and you know, get behind your ambitions. But if they don't, that's fine too. First of all, some people have a vested personal interest in you staying the same. So bear that in mind. Secondly, this is your dream, it's not theirs. So we shouldn't be surprised when people don't get it like we'd like them to. This is your path, and sometimes the path may get lonely without your nearest and dearest right by your side. But what you can do then is develop your own success support team. So that could be your personal coach, a mentor, a group of like-minded people, or one good friend. Remember, you are the average of the people who you associate with. So choose those people like your life depends on it, because it does. You don't want to be around people who are going to rubbish your goals or try and diminish them. But what if I don't have the time? And you really don't want to do this, do you? This is where having a big enough reason to succeed is going to get you going. You can and you will find the time to do the things you like. Let's take an average day of somebody. Could be anybody. How are you spending your time travelling to work? Can you get up 30 minutes earlier? Yes, you can. Can you dedicate lunchtime to your goals and dreams? Yes, you can. Can you give up watching the news? Yes, you can. Can you reduce your TV time to just an hour a day? Yes, you can. So I'm going to do some reasonable estimations here if you've got a job and you're building your dream around your job until you're ready to make the leap. So let's take a commute of 30 minutes, whether that's in the car or train, the bus. You can read, you can listen, you can tune in. Maybe you're listening to this on your way to work. Commute of 30 minutes, say. Lunch, 30 minutes. You're going to get up 30 minutes earlier. And if you cut out watching the news or a TV program, another 30 minutes, there's 2 hours in a day. And that's Monday to Friday. Only 5 days. So that's 10 hours a week. What's that? 40 hours a month? 40 hours? That's like the average worker's full-time hours. How much work could you do in 40 hours a month? How much further towards your goals would you be with 40 hours a month? A lot. And that's just with minimum guesstimations. And I'm not counting full evenings, and I'm not mentioning the weekends either. So you've got to plan and organise. Yes, you need to be organised and plan. But it's not impossible. You have to start somewhere. You have to start with what you know and what you've got right now. Sometimes you just need someone to believe in you to get you going on your first steps. So I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe in you, and you can do what you want to do. You can do this. You can do whatever it takes to live the life you dream of. You have everything you need right now. Now is your time. Thanks for tuning in. In next week's episode, we are going to look at the power of not quitting.